Strategy number three is a very important one. It's called build a team. This goes back again to the difference between my rich dad and my poor dad. My poor dad, being a school teacher, as I've alluded to earlier, is in school we learn to take tests on our own. In other words, you know, become John Wayne or you become the island. And in my family, I remember my mother crying a lot of times because we were financially in struggle. And my dad would just simply cross his arms and sit there and says, I'm the man of the house. I'll manage the money. You don't have to worry about it. So just like he learns in school, he takes his financial test on his own. The reality is, in the real world, that investing and financial management is really a team sport. And the reason for that is there's multiple skills that are required to be good at financial management. You know, number one is you definitely need an accountant or a bookkeeper at some level to keep records. And people say, well, why do I need to keep records? I'm only an employee. Well, the record you want to keep is your financial statement. Because your financial statement, as I said, is your report card. It tells you, keeps track of how well you're doing, how intelligent you are, or how not so bright you are. And just like I said, the story about Arnold Schwarzenegger walking around with his stomach exposed just so he could do more sit-ups, is that you want to look at your financial statement, especially if you're in big trouble, because it's kind of a wake-up call. It gives you some reality. It's better than doing what I tend to do sometimes, pull my shirt over my stomach and pretend it's not there, you know? So the reason you want at least a bookkeeper or an accountant is somebody to keep accurate records. And a lot of people say, well, I do it myself. Again, that's that do-it-yourself mentality. And everyone has what's called a scotoma. Scotoma is a mental blind spot, something you can't see. So the reason you want somebody else is just so you have a second point of view. We all know that two minds are better than one, except in school. So the big challenge for my poor dad was that he never wanted to admit he didn't know anything. Because, you know, being highly educated, you know, you have to know all the answers. He knew all the answers. He didn't need to ask anybody. You know, he didn't trust anybody else. That was his whole thing. Whereas my rich dad, at his office or at his restaurants, he'd have his banker, his accountant, his attorney, his real estate broker, his stock broker, insurance agent, financial planners, or anybody else sitting around the table, and he would gather data or information from people that came from different skills. Because he always said to me, investing is a team sport. And the team that wins is the better team. And most people are trying to play the stock market like these day traders as individuals. Even the professional day traders have teams. They have somebody sitting right behind their shoulder making sure they don't make a stupid day trading move. But the average day trader thinks they can do it on their own. They think they're Rambo or something. So the thing I say to people is if you want to get wealthy, start with a team. It may be as simple as a bookkeeper saying, put my finances in shape. Let me see my income, expenses, assets, liabilities. Give me my ratios. What's my income to expense ratio? What's my debt to equity ratio? Then you start improving your intelligence. Don't try and do it on your own. Talk it over with them. What can I do? Two minds are better than one. After a while, you can build up to having a friendly banker or an accountant help you. When people say, how do you find a good accountant? The way you find a good accountant is you have to get a little bit more intelligent. In other words, you can't ask intelligent questions. The accountant really can't help you. The other thing is if you're an employee, the facts are an accountant really can't help you because there's nothing the accountant can do except maybe help you put your financial statement in better order, but they're still nice to talk to. When I first started out, I thought I had lousy accountants. And what I found out was that I was a lousy businessman. I really didn't know what questions to ask. And so many times the accountant said, well, you can't do that. He wasn't saying that everybody in the world can't do that. He was saying that I can't do that. The reason was because my education level and my experience was not yet up to par. So over the years I've been doing this, as my education increased, and my education does come from my accountant and my attorney and my financial planner and my insurance agent and my banker and my real estate guy. You know, they gave me the real estate laws and stock laws and the stock attorneys. I learned so much from them, it's staggering. And people say, how did I learn what I've learned? I've learned it from building teams around me. You know, you can't know everything. Very few people can go to school to learn banking, finance, accountancy, law, financial planning, real estate law, stock law. I mean, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. The subject is too big. So start small, start maybe a bookkeeper, but start adding to your team. Another good thing about the B and the I side of the quadrant is that the B and the I, and sometimes the S, your advisors, your team, are a tax deduction. It's wonderful. In other words, the government allows me to write off their high, sometimes inflated expenses. But nonetheless, the information they give me is priceless regardless of what I pay them. So I collect all this data, I pay them, and the government lets me write it off from my expenses. The employee cannot do that. That's another reason my rich dad said you don't want to be an employee, very simply because if you paid for this advice, you have to pay with after-tax dollars. I'll say it again, you pay for it with after-tax dollars. As a B quadrant or a professional investor, I pay it with pre-tax dollars. I love paying them, you know, because that's how I get smarter. So if you operating as an individual, you know, just putting money in your retirement plan and closing the door on that, the facts are your intelligence is not increasing. You may be saving a few dollars, may be saving some time, you know, you're not dedicated to it. But your team is the team that educates you. And in my opinion, they're priceless. Over the years, I think about all my accountants and my attorneys and my bankers and my real estate agents, and I love them dearly because they help make me who I am today. And later on in this series, I'll be bringing on some of those advisors because if you ask me for tax advice, I don't know anything. You ask me for corporation advice, I don't know much. You ask me about real estate, I don't know that much. Stocks, I don't know that much, but I know where to find the answer. That's the difference. So as I said to you earlier, and I took it to heart, being a B and an I meant being lazy and incompetent, and I've taken that to heart. But to be lazy and incompetent, you really do need a very good team around you. And now, for those of you who have the reality of, I can't afford it, you know, I'm so broke, I can't afford an attorney, I can't afford a bookkeeper, I want to reiterate with you what the price of that is. My rich dad used to say, the most expensive advice in the world is free advice. I'll say it again. The most expensive advice in the world is free advice. And that's the advice you get from your untrained, unsophisticated friends, relatives, and neighbors, and people you work with. They go, oh, no, 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 you shouldn't do that. You know, my attorney's... And they live in this little world of make-believe rather than look at the facts. So for those of you who are saying you can't afford it, I think that's one of the most expensive things you can say because there's nothing worse than free advice that's inaccurate.